From the Crowder Building in Chicago, Illinois, it's time for Pete Bone. Pete Bone, the voice of New America. If you've got Pete's back, he'll grab yours. Call Pete Bone at 5162. That number again, 5162 or 63. And now, the man with the voice for a new America, Pete Bone.
Eyes have seen the glory.
Thank you very much, Randy. I can always rely on you, man, to give me that stellar open. I appreciate that, Randy, very much.
You got it.
Welcome, everybody, to the Pete Bone Show. I am Pete Bone. This is Edition 2. It is a Tuesday in America, Edition 2, Volume 6 of the Pete Bone Chronicles, as we chronicle the growth and sometimes the stutter steps of a great country. Again, I'm Pete Bone. And you know me as someone who's got your back. That's what we say at the beginning of every program. Isn't that correct, Randy?
We do. Indeed, we do.
And what do I mean when I say I've got your back? I just don't play footsie with it. I'm not playing cutesy poo. I am telling you that I have your back on the issues that matter to you, and that means money.
Well, we got a problem at the Hub.
Downtown at the Hub. Thank you, Randy, because as you know, the Hub is a new shopping center downtown built with taxpayer money. Okay, fine. We weren't able to do anything about that, were we? Because the liberals that control downtown decided they wanted to go ahead and stick their hands in your pockets again.
What a shame.
Absolute shame. And I'm not here really to quibble liberal versus conservative, because Pete Bone, unlike most people on the air, I rise above that. I'm way above it. I don't play that, as the kids say. I don't play that left-right liberal-conservative. What I'm all about, and what I've always been about, is you. Pete Bone is about you. I get mail every day, and one of the letters we received last week, and do you remember this lady's name? It was a very unusual name, Randy.
Sharon Hitelski, and she was writing from Borford.
Sharon Hitelski. Sharon, we have not even had time to call you, but thank you. From the bottom of Pete Bone's heart, thank you. Sharon wrote and said, Pete, do you remember the chicken restaurant, the chicken dinner place that they were putting in the Hub?
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Yes. I said, indeed I do. And she wrote back and said, well, they've done it. She said, they've done it. And they trampled over the rights of every tax-paying individual in our county, and indeed, not just the county, but the entire waste removal, the tri-county waste removal area. So you're talking, I don't know how many hundreds of square miles. These are all voters concentrated, of course, in the downtown area. Now, the downtown area is a city-urban area. You and I, we live, and I would suggest that most of the people that listen to Pete Bone, and I was about to say Poitbon, who was
Jerry Poitbon.
Jerry Poitbon, who had been in this seat during these hours on these airwaves not more than a year, 2 years ago, when we took over his show because he was, quite frankly, not really hitting it with the audience. Jerry Poitbon, I'll never forget him. And he was a wonderful guy, but I had to physically remove him. Remember that?
Well, may I?
Go ahead.
Pete came in. He said, hi, Jerry. Pete Bone, I'm taking your show. And he said, no one told me. And frankly, we were not interested.
I wasn't interested in conversation.
Right. And Pete grabbed the guy by his jacket and his belt and threw him right through a door. Because
the guy wanted to keep me from earning a living.
Yeah, he wanted to keep Pete from earning a living. This guy, Jerry Poitbon, I think.
I don't know. I don't know what his name was. Jerry Poitbon. Well, I know it was close to that Poitbon. But here we are. I was digressing a little bit. Getting back to the letter from Sharon Hitelski. So downtown is in the Hub, which, of course, is that shopping center that was built with your tax dollars. They've put a chicken dinner place, some sort of a chicken dinner restaurant. You can go in and order various chicken dinners, chicken meals. I've never been a big chicken dinner guy myself, although I do enjoy the occasional chicken dinner.
Well, I take my wife. My wife wants to go out for a chicken dinner.
She does.
Yeah.
See, the whole thing, Wendy, my wife is Wendy, and sometimes Randy and I, we'll take the wives out, Linda and Randy, myself and Wendy, And the ladies always love to have the chicken dinner, but you and I opt for what?
Seafood, mostly.
Seafood. And, of course, the jokes are very funny. And I don't want to get into them, but the ladies generally don't want to go for seafood because they say you guys are going to start making your tuna fish cracks, and we're not going to go any further with that.
No, we will not.
No. But I will tell you, this chicken dinner restaurant downtown, we found out the name of it. I've got it right here. And Sharon, if you're listening, and I hope you are, because I did leave a message with your son we called earlier, and you got a very wonderful son named Gary Hitalski. The chicken dinner place is right here, Papaye, right there.
Well,
Papaye is the name of this place. Understand.
Well, that's Popeyes. Popeyes.
Is Popeyes?
Yeah.
All right. Because I thought this was a Tahitian thing.
No, but it's understandable to make that mistake.
Popeye, that's not how you spell Popeye, by the way.
No?
No. Popeye is spelled, you know, and this is the thing, and they make you look like you haven't had any proper education.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. Popeye is spelled P-O-P space, separate word, E-Y-E, Popeye. Meaning, if you look at Popeye, the cartoon character, the eye, one of the eyes, I think, popped out, didn't it?
Well, it popped out because of the pipe.
Yes. If you look at the Popeye, the eyeball popped out, and they were able to make it look acceptable for a young audience. You can well imagine an eyeball popping from the skull is a traumatic, if not a shocking thing, but they were able to make it in such a way so it was acceptable to young audiences. However, that's not the way you spell Popeye. P-O-P, and then the I is your eyeball. It popped, your eye popped out of the skull socket.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the kind of consideration they have for kids. However, like I said, they were able to sell it. So, all right, so it's called Popeyes.
My understanding is Popeyes. Now, Pete, you're making a very good point, and I would put in a call to Brad Haddon, who is the CEO of Popeye.
Is it Popeye or Popeyes?
Popeyes, possessive.
All right. So this is the restaurant. This is a chicken dinner shack downtown at the Hub.
I wouldn't say it's a dinner shack more than a fast food place.
It's a fast food place?
Yeah.
All right. And this has gone in there at the Hub. Now, the problem I've got with this is, A, it was built with tax dollars, with a subsidy, meaning they get the tax break, sticking it in there. Well, guess who has to pay the freight on that? You and I, were I living in the central tax metro. I do not live there. As you know, I live at the Patterson Estates, but that's neither here nor there. The fact is, as a member of the greater metro of the city, I have great concerns about those of you who are having to pay the freight there in that metro tax area for a chicken dinner establishment where you go down to get the chicken dinner. I have serious reservations.
Now, we got some phone calls in there to the manager there.
Well, the manager doesn't matter.
Well, we can talk to him, though. It's Terry Han, and he manages the Popeye.
He manages this Popeye's in the Hub.
Yes.
Well, here's what I would say to him, and you can go ahead and call him. Here's what I would say to him. Number one, my friend, the chicken dinner, is this the Popeye is a chicken dinner that is spicy and has the Creole?
Yeah, it's very, very much the Caribbean, Creolian, Carib spice dinner. Well, you could well imagine people of the lower incomes.
All right, so that's what I'm saying. This is a meal. It's a chicken meal that's meant to appeal to a certain socioeconomic class. And I think you know who I'm talking about. These are the people that are generally with the handout, you know. And anyone that eats the Popeye chicken, I'm not saying is got their handout, but I'm saying look where it is, the Hub downtown. That's an urban and downtown area. And it's a chicken dinner establishment where they serve up the chicken dinners, I'm sure, with trimmings.
Yeah, they are with the trimmings, but they come in a box.
They come in a box. What is that? I don't understand it.
It's a takeout place.
So it's not a sit-down chicken dinner place?
No.
I don't understand that at all, but we'll get to the bottom of that. We're going to call up Terry Han, who is the manager of the Popeye downtown, and we're going to do that in just a moment. You're listening here to Pete Bone. This is Pete Bone. I am the voice, ladies and gentlemen, of a new America. We'll be right back. This is the Pete Bone Show. Pete Bone, the voice of New America, from the Forster Building in downtown Chicago. Hi, everybody. This is Pete Bone. Have you gotten our 16-volume edition yet of Pete Bone's version of American history? It's great for any school, great for any church. You got little ones in the family? I really, really recommend this. This is Pete Bone's version of American history. Do you know that Franklin Roosevelt, and there's nothing wrong with this, but Franklin Roosevelt was a Jew. He was a Jew, but why are they hiding that? Why are they hiding the fact that Franklin Roosevelt met with Adolf Hitler? That's right. Met with Adolf Hitler in the 30s and cooked up this whole World War II thing to get money funneling into Germany to rebuild a Germany past the Holy Roman Empire Weimar Republic era. You don't know that, do you? You will know that when you read Pete Bone's version of American history. I hope you pick it up. 16 different volumes, 16 completely different volumes. Some of them start with, let's say, the 1930s, and then it goes all the way down to the 1776 period, and then in the middle, it's somewhere around 2012. So we go all over the place. It doesn't make any sense. It makes absolutely no sense. There is no rhyme or reason to it. Please pick it up. I know you'll enjoy it. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to me, Pete Bone, and then we'll send you back an application. Then you send the application back, and then we'll send you out. Of course, you have to send back your money, too. We'll send you out a 16-volume Pete Bone's version of American history. I hope I hear from you really soon. Pete Bone's History of America. His version. Available now.
At Plantco.
Or write us at the Pete Bone Show. Crowder Building, Chicago. I'm Pete Bone. I think you'd enjoy it. The Bone. And now we return to Pete Bone in Chicago. The Pete Bone Show. The voice of a new America. Thank you, Randy. You're in good voice today, huh?
Feeling good. Feeling very, very good.
And your daughter had a birthday, right?
Yes, Amanda. She's 14 years of age.
Isn't that something? I remember when that little girl was nothing more than a little tiny infant. And I think I can say this. I remember when, you know, Linda was considering aborting her.
Yeah.
And you had found her with the coat hanger. This is horrible stuff.
Well, I wish you hadn't.
No, I think we need to. I think we need to.
That's really not your call, Pete.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Are you arguing with me?
No. No, I'm not.
Right. You found her with the coat hanger, and fortunately, she was not trying to abort. She was bending the coat hanger to take it out to the car to unlock the car, somehow jimmy the car open because she left the keys in it.
Yeah, but I...
What's wrong with that?
Well, you made it sound as if she was going to use it.
I made it sound as if she was going to use it to abort the child because I wanted to emphasize how happy I am that the child was born. And yes, Linda was considering an abortion, wasn't she?
She was, very briefly, Pete, but this is not for public consumption.
Well, I got to tell you something, Randy. When you are on my show, the Pete Bone Show, this isn't some other show. This is Pete Bone, right?
Yes, I know that.
All right. Pete Bone goes anywhere. What was our saying from the very beginning when we started the show?
Pete, I...
No. Come on. What was the saying?
The bone goes where it wants to.
Right. The bone goes where it wants to. And if you've got a bone in your face, you know...
Right.
And just tell Linda, when you get home tonight, that she had a bone in her face. Pete Bone.
All right.
Randy, you're a good man, and I respect you, and I love you as a brother, and I'm glad that you are here and you work for me. Please don't make me embarrass you on the air, not only fire you, but throw you out of this studio physically.
Yes, sir.
Please don't make me embarrass you on the air and throw you out of here physically.
I understand, sir.
All right. I love Randy. Randy Bremmer is one of the greats. Now, listen. We are going to get on the... Do we have this guy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to...
Randy's kind of taking his time here tonight. That's okay, because we're going to talk to Terry Han, is the manager of this Popeye's Chicken Dinner Shack. I'm told it's a fast food place. I'm not familiar with these places at all. He's going to get him on the phone. Now, I also have holding, and I know this guy very, very well. He's an investigative reporter for... Is he?
Yeah.
He's an investigative reporter for Noodley Wire Services, and he's a friend of ours, Jim Hatton. Well, maybe we should talk to him.
Jim wants to talk to you because he says he's got something you'll be interested in.
All right, let's talk to Jim. Jim Hatton is his name. He's with the Noodley News Services. Jim, a very pleasant good day to you. Pete Bone here.
Hello, Pete.
How are you?
I'm good. And here's what I want to tell you. We went behind your house there in the Patterson Estates. I don't know if you know this or not. And we went to that dumpster.
You did what?
We went into the Patterson Estates and went behind the dumpster there behind your garage.
You went to my... When was this?
I really would rather not say, but we were able to...
That's a secured... Do you love this guy? That's a secured area.
Yes, it is, but we gained legal access because I told the guard that I was a reporter and that I wanted to go to Pete Bone's house, and I showed him my affidavits and my card.
You showed him your what?
I showed him my affidavits. I had affidavits there stating that I wanted to go. It didn't mean anything, but he bought it as something legal.
What do you mean affidavits?
Just something I dummied up on a piece of paper, but then I showed him my card.
Well, then you violated the law there.
No, I haven't, because he accepted it. He thought it was real.
But you used subterfuge.
I might have used subterfuge, but he it's up to him to find... Let's just listen to me here for a minute.
You use subterfuge to get into... Folks, you need to understand, Jim Hatton is a good man. I've known Jim for a long time, but he is an antagonist.
No, I am not, Pete, no.
Yes, you are. You've been a political antagonist of mine for years.
All right, why don't you tell your audience why there were boxes where there were the Popeye and chicken wrappers. There was chicken dinner wrappers in the dumpster.
And why were you at my house?
Because we heard you talking about the downtown chicken dinner shack.
Yeah, which, by the way, it's a fast food place.
All right, it's a fast... I knew that, but you didn't. But we went into your house... Patterson Estates, into the estates, went to your house, to the dumpster behind the garage. And by the way, you got a beautiful home. Why you have a dumpster behind your garage?
That is for me to know and for you to find out.
All right, well, I found out.
Well, no, you didn't, because I've got that dumpster there for reasons other than whatever it is you planted there.
I didn't plant anything, sir.
All right, let me just say this.
I didn't plant anything, sir.
Let me say something, Jim. You're trying to tell me that you found what?
I'm not trying. I'm telling you, I found chicken dinner wrappers. I found the Popeyes. I found chicken boxes and the chicken. The Popeyes chicken dinner wrapper.
What?
You know exactly what I mean.
He's claiming he found Popeyes. Hey, Jim, this is Randy.
Yeah, right. By the way, I heard the way he was talking to you, Randy. I don't know why you work for this guy.
Just let that be my word. You went onto this man's property.
That's right.
You went onto this man's property, and then you claim you saw something in a dumpster. I was at his house last week. I didn't see any dumpster.
It's behind his garage. You can't see it.
I was on his property. I didn't see anything like that.
Maybe you planted the dumpster, Jim.
Nice try, but it's not going to work there, Pete. Listen.
So, all right, no, wait. You say you found the wrappers at Popeyes.
I found Popeyes fried chicken wrappers. In the dumpster, I found the boxes. I found a chicken bucket. It said Popeyes. It said Popeyes 8-piece. All of it in the dumpster.
All right. Let's say that I was eating Popeyes fried chicken.
So you were eating Popeyes fried chicken.
Let me tell you something.
You're talking about a chicken shack downtown that the taxpayers are paying for, and yet you are supporting the very company that you are saying is tapping the taxpayer for money. I don't understand it.
I was eating the chicken. First of all right, your point is made. I got to get off the line here, okay?
No, I want to stay on the...
Put him on hold, because I cannot listen to him and listen to that racket wherever he is.
Getting his car washed.
What?
He's getting his car washed.
Let me talk to him one more time. You got to be kidding me. Are you getting your car washed?
Say that again?
Are you getting your car washed?
Yeah, I was in line to get my car washed. Thought I'd call you.
So this is an afterthought.
Yeah. We were going to write... I'm writing the article tomorrow. It's coming out tomorrow, whether or not you talk to me.
So it's going to go... What, in the morning paper?
No, it's going on my... In the morning paper. Who reads a paper? It's coming out of my website, the Jim Hatton... The Whistle, which is my blog.
The Jim Hatton Whistle.
Right. If I work for a paper, it's not going to write the paper.
No, yes, it would, my friend.
No, it isn't. You're not that big a news anymore, Pete.
All right, I've heard enough. Get this guy out of here.
Hey, let me tell you that.
Boy, I tell you, that guy.
You know, okay, why was there a Popeye bucket in my dumpster? I'll tell you why. I went down to this place, whatever it is, some chicken joint, And I went, and it was a chicken joint. And I went and I said, "Is this the chicken place?" They go, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well,
is it Popeyes?"
Well, at the time, I didn't know. I said, "Is this Popeye or Popeye?" He said, "It's Popeyes. It's the chicken place."
Well, it's actually a fast food place.
No, I understand. I don't understand the difference. So I said, "You sell chicken?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "I mean, the kind you eat, not in a cage." He said, "No, but if there's a farm, he recommended a farm down the road." I said, "I don't need to buy it in the cage. I just want to make sure." I said, "Give me a chicken dinner, please, and I'd like it served with, do you have any white wine?" He said, "We're not that kind of a place." That's when I found out, Randy, what you were saying.
Right.
I said, "I see, okay, because I usually have a 2-breast or 3-breast chicken dinner with all the fixings and white wine." And he gave me this look like I was some kind of a freak on speed, right?
Yeah, well, people don't understand class.
No, they don't. No, they do not. So, I said, "Just give me the chicken dinner." So, yes, I got 2 buckets. I said, "Is this it?" He said, "Yes." I said, "I was expecting to sit down."
All the garnishings.
I expected all the garnishings. And
you know, they used to do, Pete, not to interrupt, they used to put a flower.
That's right.
A flower in a little vase.
I expected all of that. And instead, what did I get? A guy walks up to me, some slob in an apron walked up to me with 2 buckets and said, "Are you the guy that wants the chicken?" I said, "Yeah. What, am I the first one in here today that wants chicken?" He said, "No." He said, "Do you want any sides?" I said, "What are you talking about?"
There's no class to these chicken shacks.
Tell me about it. So, Jim, if you're listening right now and you went around the back of my house and you found buckets, empty buckets and wrappers, I was doing my due diligence to see what this chicken tastes like. And, yes, you probably saw enough wrappers and buckets and boxes, and you probably saw the empty side, and they come in styrofoam, right?
Yeah.
And they had a side. I had rice, and I had this slop. Yeah, I ordered a lot of it. And the reason why I ordered a lot of it is to make sure that I was right in my assessment.
Well, how much did you buy? He said that you, and the reason why he's doing the article, he said you bought in excess of about $500.
I didn't buy $500 worth of chicken. Are you kidding me? If I go into a chicken place and I know the best chicken joints in town.
Right.
I spend, for my wife and I, Wendy and I, when you go to a class, and I mean a top-of-the-line chicken dinner place, you are spending upwards of $100.50,
right?
But you're not going to spend $500 on chicken unless it's God's gift to this. So I tasted the chicken. Yes, it's spicy. Yes, it's delicious. Blah, blah, blah. So what? I'm not paying for a chicken shack downtown. And that's all there is to that. And I and Randy, if you didn't understand, or excuse me, Jim, if you didn't understand that, I don't understand you, my friend. I simply do not understand you. All right, let's go to Tom. Tom is calling us here on the Pete Bone Show. This is Pete Bone, the voice of New America. Tom, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going good. Pete, listen, I've enjoyed your program.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
All right.
Like, I've enjoyed your program for many years, but I think you're off the beaten path on this one.
All right, tell me why. Go ahead.
Well, tell you why. You're talking about chicken like it's a steak place. You're not going to find a chicken joint. If you're spending $150 on a chicken dinner, buddy, you know, you're getting ripped off.
Well, okay. I guess you don't know what good dining is.
I think I do. I own a restaurant.
Well, you may own a restaurant. What do you mean I don't know what good... What do you mean I'm getting ripped off?
You go to Popeye's Fried Chicken. There's no chicken place. Never mind. You know, it's just...
See what I mean?
Yeah, these people are tongue-tied.
They're all tongue-tied. They're all tongue-tied. They don't know what to say, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know how to do it when they talk to me, Pete Bone. All right, we're coming right back here on the Pete Bone Show, the voice of a new America. And when we come back, I'll address the Father Winston episode. It's not an episode at all. It's very, very funny how my enemies...
They're coming out of the woodwork, Pete, I'm telling you.
Yeah. They are. They're coming out. We're ready for you. My enemies are coming out of the woodwork, as Randy just said. And they'll try anything. They'll try any lie to try to take Pete Bone down. They will try to grab the bone, and they'll try to bury it. You don't get to bury this bone. Oh,
The Pete Bone Show, live from Chicago. We'll be right back. From Chicago, The Pete Bone Show, the voice of New America. Here again, Pete Bone.
Randy, thank you so very, very deeply. Randy's been a good friend, and I know we had a little bit of a disagreement there at the beginning of the program, but I know you know that we only wish Wendy Linda the best.
Well, we wish Wendy the best, too.
No, I know you do. That's my wife is Wendy. Randy's wife is Linda. But when a woman has a coat hanger, even though she's using it to jimmy open her own car door to get the keys out, when she's pregnant and a coat hanger...
I understand.
I got to call it. And it was your wife, and she did want to abort your daughter, who, thank God, Amanda was born.
She's a lovely girl. I just didn't want you to bring it up.
You already said that.
I know.
You already said it. What do you want to... You trying to embarrass me?
No, sir.
Then shut up.
Yes, sir.
Randy, I love you, but you... Sometimes I want to just bury my fist in your face. I'm sure you understand.
Yes, sir.
Pete Bone here. And this segment will be devoted entirely to Father Winston. That's right, Father Winston, if you're listening, you know what we're up against, you and I both. 2 weeks ago, Father Winston and I decided that we wanted to talk a little bit of motorsports. The Long Beach Grand Prix was on its way into the city of Los Angeles. There's been so much excitement through the NASCAR season. We both love motorsports. I am not Catholic, but I've come to know Father Winston over the course of several years because he and I have interest in similar political issues.
Right.
And so I said, how about dinner? Let's talk over some motorsports. I said, I'd like a little break from the family. And he said, great, I want to get away from my duties, you know, as the Monsignor over there at, which church is he at now? Because I know he left St. Clara's.
He's at St. Dubliac.
St. Dubliac, and that is in Western, right?
Yeah.
And that's right. He was telling me he had just driven in from Western. I said, boy, that's a long, long haul. He said, for you, anything. I said, well, I appreciate that very much. So, what happened? Well, Jim Hatton, who we are trying to reach right now, who is the same guy that entered my private property, went around behind my garage, looked into my dumpster, and found the chicken wrappings from Popeyes. Jim Hatton was apparently in another dumpster behind the Blue Moon Motel in Claridge, which is where I went, yes, with Father Winston, because we had dinner in Claridge talking about NASCAR, talking about IndyCar, talking about the old days of USAC, talking about the SCCA.
Those are great organizations, great motorsports organizations.
All of them, all of them. How about the NHRA?
I was going to say NHRA, Winter Nationals.
Winter Nationals used to be out here at Irwindale. We were talking old days. And I said, well, let's spend the night here at the Blue Moon Motel. I know the people there. He said, and he kind of laughed. He said, I know you do. And we both had a laugh over that. And
well, why was that?
That's none of your business.
Sorry.
Wow. You.
That's right.
He said that because he figured it was a joke.
All right. I just...
You're looking out for me. Is that it?
Yes.
So we spent the night at the Blue... Now, who do you think is in a dumpster? Because this guy loves dumpsters. He loves looking into dumpsters. He likes sitting in dumpsters. He lives in dumpsters. And when I saw him and I heard the rustling in the dumpster when I got up the next morning, and I went around to the dumpster behind the motel there, and I was in the robe they provide for you and the slippers, and I look in the... And I said, Hatton, you really love living in garbage, don't you? And he says to me, when the garbage is your life, yes. And he giggled. He leapt out of the dumpster and sprinted toward what looked like a rental car. And so I ran after him, and I tackled him. And I said, what do you think you're going to do? And he said, I'm going to write down everything that I heard. And I said, no, you're not. And he said, yes, I am. And he assaulted me.
Now, I know that, and I called the police immediately.
I appreciate that, because he assaulted me. And I would have... Believe me, folks, I can break Jim Hatton over my knee. But the fact is, I was in a robe. I had nothing on underneath. So he had me on the ground, and he laid about 5 or 6 shots straight into my nose. And it looks a lot worse than it was, believe me.
Right.
He got into his car and drove away very casually. I thought, boy, the guts on this guy. If he hadn't gotten out of there right at that moment, I would have gotten up and I would have kicked his, excuse my language, I would have kicked his ass.
I don't think anybody blames you for the language.
Thank you. So let's get Jim back on the line. And we're also going to get Father Winston on the line. Because I don't know what he thinks he's got, but whatever he thinks he's got, he ain't got. Okay? On the line with me right now is Jim. Hey, we got Father Winston.
Father Winston is out at Dublicans right now, but here's Jim having dinner right now. Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about the Father Winston caper.
Fine. I filed that story, too.
Oh, you go red. You know, you can file any story you want. You are a slanderer, you know that?
Come on. Now, Pete, I was in the dumpster all night. I heard what was going on in the room.
Going on in the room? We were talking about sports.
Why are two men spending the night at a motel together just to talk about sports?
Motorsports, yes. We were out of town. It was safer. We'd had a lot to drink. We decided that we were going to stay at the motel.
And you're talking about motorsports.
That's exactly right. We're talking about motorsports. And the fact that I've even got to explain my life to you, of all people, Hatton.
Well, what if you think I got some kind of a life compared to yours?
You're in dumpsters. People have seen you at the track.
Yeah?
Yeah, really. And people have seen you at dog races?
So what? They're legal.
You know, Hatton, you are...
Now, you're telling me that you and the father were engaged in only conversation all through the night.
That's exactly what I'm telling you. You're a slanderous, and this is what we're up against, folks. This is what we're up against in our society. Those of us who really want to monitor morality are up against these people that want to subvert our morality.
Okay, now, have you given your speech?
I'm not giving any speeches here, man.
Have you given your speech?
I'm not giving any speeches.
All right. I have a tape recording here. Give me the... Let me... Click it on. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
What do you call that?
You know what? You are a piece of garbage. You know that?
What do you call that? I recorded that.
Get out of here.
All right. I just got...
Well, there you go. That's the kind of garbage...
Well, what was that?
I don't know. It's something he dummied up.
Oh, it's fake.
Say, what is it with you all of a sudden? You were on the air right now, are you?
No. I just wanted to know. I want everybody to know this. I stand behind Pete Bone 100%, okay? I stand behind Pete Bone 100%. And if I'm not standing behind Pete, the bone is behind me.
Right.
But I just wondered because...
Because what?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
All right, let me tell you what. So let's get Father Winston on the line here. And talk with him, because I think Father Winston would have a... Father Winston, did you hear that?
Yes, I heard it. Not so sure I believe it, though.
Right.
So he was standing behind the motel.
Behind the motel room, and...
Do you have a copy?
Did you guys record that? Go ahead. Play it back for us one more time so we've got a good idea on this.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Can you believe that?
Unbelievable. He recorded that. And is that going to be played publicly?
I just was now.
Are we on the air?
You didn't tell him?
Father, I told you we're on the air.
We're on the air?
I told you.
God help you.
We have got a situation. That I put on you, Hatton. Father Winston, if he winds up blowing his brains out of his head tonight, I put on you, Winston. You and you alone, Winston.
We got people calling in. What do you want to do?
Put them through. All right. Our number is 811-2-8121. And you're listening right now to Pete Bone, the voice of New America. Let's go to Terry. Hi, Terry. You're on the air.
Hi, Pete. I called you last week about... an issue, I forget what it was, but I wanted to ask you, were you having sex with the priest?
Was I what?
Were you having sex with that priest? It sounded like you're having...
821 is our number, or if you want, 8122, that's 811. This is Pete Bone, the voice of New America. Don't even insult me. with questions like that. Do you understand? Don't even insult me with questions like that. All right. Larry, hi. Go ahead, Larry. You're on the air.
Hey, Pete.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. This guy, Hatton, I read his column, and it is, as you just said, wall-to-wall garbage every single day I read it. And I read it every day. And I, by the way, it doesn't mean I like it. I read it because I want to make sure that I'm actually reading what I'm reading. I read one yesterday. It was pure filth about you in a movie theater or something, right?
Well, we're going to cover that again. Yeah, that was a very, very unfortunate experience. It was at the Mink Jock Theater.
The Mink Jock, yeah.
Mink Jock Movie Theater. As a matter of fact, do we have the arresting officer on the line? We do not? All right. We were going to...
Well, you got arrested in a Mink Jock, and I know they target guys like you.
I was arrested in the Mink Jock. They said that I was engaged in an indecent act, and that is a lie, and my lawyer will prove it's a lie. This is what they're doing. This is what they're doing.
They got it in for you, Pete.
I think they do.
Yeah, this is what they're doing. They have it in for me. The city, just because I opposed the Chicken Shack downtown...
It's a fast food place, though, Pete, I have to say.
All right, well, whatever it is. Because I opposed that downtown, they got me having sex with a priest at a motel, and they've got me at the movie theater there, engaged in an indecent act.
Now, you were, the point, but you were at the movie theater.
Yes, I was at the movie theater.
And you have to let people know they do show indecent films there.
They show what is commonly referred to as, gay sex, if you will. And I was caught with some animal sex on my computer. Now, why? Why? I'll tell you why. The Pete Bone Show is doing research so that you don't have to watch these films.
That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point.
Right. Because if you have to watch them, believe me, you will die from shock, you will have a heart attack, and you'll die from vomiting. Thank you so much, by the way, for your call, sir.
Thank you very much, Peter.
If you have to watch these films that I watch, you will be killed by the vomiting that results.
Right.
So I go into the movie theater, I'm watching the gay sex, at home I have animal sex on my computer, and believe me, if it wasn't for Pete Bone, you'd have to watch it to see which is okay and which your kids shouldn't see.
But there's nobody saying that kids should watch bestiality.
No, I'm not saying that. That would be adults. But you also could be shocked,
right,
by what you see. And then the gay sex... I was in that theater so I could take notes, and they said because I was in that theater, that proves I was having gay sex with the Father Winston, and that tape recording that Jim Hatton has of two men making sounds like they're having sex, I don't know where he got it.
Well, a lot of people are saying you two were in the motel room together, but I said it's because you guys were talking motorsports.
All night long we were talking motorsports. All night long we were in the motel.
Now, how far away from your home were you?
Well, see, that's not the point. That's what everybody's making a big deal out of. We were 10 miles away from where I live, but we spent the night because, A, both the father and I had too much to drink, and, B, we knew that there was one thing we wanted to talk about that we had to look up on a computer, and the motel had the computer, and my computer is broken, and so's his.
At your houses?
Yeah. At our houses. So we had to stay in the motel to look on the motel's computer about this one thing.
What was it?
It was Dale Harrington, Dale Earnhardt Jr. and the number of races that he'd won. I forget now, but it was extremely, and it was very interesting. So when we finally did get that information, now, was the father wearing a robe? Yes, I was too. Did we have anything underneath? No, we didn't, because I know that Hatton is going to say he saw both of us come outside, and we did. And he's going to say that Father Winston screamed and ran back inside, and he did. I took care of the situation.
Yeah, but you were assaulted by Jim Hatton. He beat you in the—he beat your face up.
He beat up my face, yeah, and you can tell. You know, I'm not a guy that thinks he's the greatest looking guy in the world. You can tell by looking at my face.
Yeah, it's pretty wrecked.
Yeah. He beat my face in. Why? Because I was nude under the robe, and if I got up and started swinging hands, the robe would come open. And are you kidding? There's people everywhere.
So you took the beating.
I took the beating, and then he raced back to his office and printed up on that the whistle or the squeal or whatever you call that little blog of yours, Jim, that talk show host Pete Bone was in a motel room with a Catholic priest overnight having sex.
Now, so many people, and myself included, when are you going to sue?
Oh, I'll sue. Don't worry.
Yeah, but when?
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'll get with my attorney. We'll figure out when.
Pretty soon, though, right? Because a lot of people want you to defend yourself right now.
Oh, we don't worry about it, folks. I'm going to sue. And
do you know when?
I don't. What is with you all of a sudden?
Because there are people that feel the longer you take to sue.
What is it with you all of a sudden, Randy? You're questioning me.
No, I'm not questioning you, but people are calling in. The longer you take to sue, the guiltier you look. And I have to agree with that.
What do you mean you agree with that?
Well, I mean, Monday. This is a stain on your reputation.
I'll sue Monday. Yes, I will. If I don't, it's because my lawyer's out of town.
And who's your lawyer?
What business is it of yours?
This has become a big story, Pete.
My lawyer, as you know, is Dave Katchkin.
All right.
And Dave will file a lawsuit soon.
Monday, you said.
Today's Tuesday.
All right, then Wednesday.
Wednesday, he's out of town.
You can call him.
I can call him, yeah. As a matter of fact, I did. I just tried to call him now, and he wasn't answering.
Did you leave a message?
I did leave a message. I said, this is Pete Bone, and Dave, I need you to call me.
No, tell him to sue. Tell him what's going on and tell him to sue.
I can't put that all on a machine.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
I've been slandered. I want to talk to you about a lawsuit. That guy has said I was having sex with a priest. Now, that's slander enough, isn't it? Why are you swallowing?
I'm thinking about what you're saying. All right, folks.
Now, what? Answer the question, though.
Tell me to answer We are very, very grateful to have been on the air with you here tonight.
So you don't want to answer?
I'll call him and I'll have him sue. I did call him. He's not home.
Not home?
I left a message on the
voicemail.
On the voicemail. This is... Are you going to announce or not?
Well, I don't know.
This is Pete Bone. Pete Bone. B-O-N-E. Forget it, man.
He's the longer you take, man.
Oh, horse dung. Horse dung. I'm Pete Bone. I've been slandered. And I have been, you wouldn't believe what's happened to me.
The Pete Bone Show from Chicago. The voice of New America.
Famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Pete Bone.